We're doing those minute on the parasha. In the parasha, we will learn how Potiphar's wife tries to seduce Yosef, and Yosef refuses. Now, Potiphar's wife seems to have had a legitimate claim. Her husband was a eunuch. So what kind of marriage is this? He's not performing, he's not bringing children to the world. And Yosef doesn't argue with her. She insists that he be intimate with her. And what he says is, I can't do it. It's not ethical. My master is so nice to me. He doesn't tell her, you're a married woman. I can't do it. He says, he's so nice to me. The only thing he's held back from me is you because you're his wife. How could I be so not nice to him? Yosef doesn't say, I can't do it because you're married. He says, it's a terrible thing to be ungrateful to a person. Yosef's had a very tough life. But Yosef teaches us that the perspective of how much a person's doing for me, very often we look at it the other way. Look at what I'm doing for him. Yosef could have easily said, I've made him a multimillionaire. My brilliance, my accounting, I've done things he could have never done without me. So I'll give myself some slack. Big deal. What's the difference? Why is it so terrible? The Torah shows us Yosef's greatness. Yosef says, he's so nice to me. That's greatness. In his moments of suffering, he can look at what Potiphar does and say, he's not the one that sold me to Egypt. He's not the one that did anything wrong. He's been very nice to me. That ability to see through his suffering, to see honestly the appreciation he should have to others, that's part of Yosef's righteousness.